Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, February 23rd. Happy Resurrection Day! I hope you're having a wonderful day. Maybe you're in the morning getting ready for church, or it's the afternoon for you and you're just fitting in the podcast, or maybe you're lying down to sleep tonight. Wherever this podcast finds you, I want you to learn God's Word with me today. And so let's look at the memory verse for this week. We're going to start out strong. This is a doozy. Matthew 5:44. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. It's not a doozy because it's so long. It's a doozy because Jesus is calling us to a very specific way of behavior. We don't need to live like the world lives. We're to live as Christ lives, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He loves us with an incorruptible love, and we're called to that same love. One more time. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. The Old Testament reading for today takes us back to the Psalms. We're in the life of David, and here we're going to read one of David's most famous Psalms, part of Psalm 103. We're going to read verses 8 through 18. This Psalm reminds us of the character of God. And so as I'm reading, I want you to think or write down or remember some of the characteristics of our sovereign Lord. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with them who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. Okay, quickly, let's just go back through. Who is the Lord? He's compassionate, gracious. He doesn't get angry quickly. He's always loving. He's not going to accuse us, always. And he doesn't harbor that anger forever. We learned a lot about anger last week, didn't we, in Wayne's sermon. I love this in verse 10. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve. Who can you treat in that way today? Who can you give grace? Who can you be compassionate with? And then we get to the verses about how far he takes our sin away. I heard something recently that Corrie Ten Boom said about God puts our sin in the deepest part of the deepest sea, and he puts up a sign there that says, no fishing. Love that. Look at verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Let us move now to the Gospel of Matthew. We're in Matthew chapter 15 today, starting in verse 29, and we'll go through verse 39. Jesus feeds the 4,000. Jesus left there and went along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up on the mountainside and sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet, and he healed them. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have had nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse on the way. His disciples answered, Where could we get enough bread in this remote place to feed such a crowd? How many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. Seven, they replied, and a few small fish. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the seven loaves and the fish, and when he had given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and they in turn to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. Afterward, the disciples picked up seven basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was 4,000 men, besides women and children. After Jesus had sent the crowd away, he got into the boat and went to the vicinity of Magadan. Here in the feeding of the 4,000, I notice what I noticed in the feeding of the 5,000. When Jesus takes the measly offering, he gives thanks. I imagine him lifting it up to the Lord and saying a blessing over the meal. And then in the way that only God can, he multiplies. What measly offering do we bring to him today? Lord, thank you for taking what we have and for transforming it for your glory. Ooh, these are some good passages today. All right, let's move over to Proverbs chapter 23 because it is the 23rd day. And we're going to be reading verses 17 and 18. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Would you pray with me a prayer of general thanksgiving from the Book of Common Prayer? Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for your immeasurable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but also with our lives. By giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen.